I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report the West Virginia fishing regulations at times can appear complicated from all of the various restrictions on various waters. But there's a reason why it's done that way, and I'll explain why coming up in a moment. We all hope to catch a big fish every time we go fishing. That's just inherent. None of us set out to get skunked. Well, the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources recognizes that as well, and fisheries biologists across the state work every day to find ways to improve your chances for catching fish by making sure they are abundant in our lakes and rivers. Part of the process is limits on keeping them. Jim Walker is one of the DNR biologists who studies those regs carefully.
Well, yeah, we got them on a variety of species, Chris, and if you open up our fishing regs, you know, you look at that first page and you're thinking, holy cow, what am I allowed to do? But there's a rhyme to reason and reason for everything we've got in there. And we set length limits and slot limits to try to protect our resource the best we can. I mean, that's not to say we don't want people to keep fish and then bring a mess home and eat them, but we want to sustain that natural resource.
So what is the process for making regulation decisions in West Virginia? Jim explains it's specific to each body of water.
Well, you know, we look at individual water bodies separately when we're doing these regulations, and other waters, you know, rivers and streams and small lakes, which we have regulations on, is different. So it's kind of all water body dependent.
And that can admittedly get complicated to the average angler, but the process does not happen in a vacuum.
There's national fisheries conferences we go to. There's, eastern fisheries conferences that we go to. We put a lot of research into all of our regulations. We're not just throwing darts out there. You know, we're really trying to make the best decisions. We're looking at what other people are doing, what the science is telling us.
And sometimes when the regulations have done what they're supposed to do, they lift them. But they can't change an angler's attitude.
Now, this is its fourth season right now where you can actually keep bass there. But it turns out that it's just because we changed the reg doesn't change the way people fish.
He's talking about Stonewall Jackson and the lifting of that catch-and-release restriction on bass. So while the regs may appear at times complicated or lengthy, they're tailored to ensure we have great fishing for many years to come in our West Virginia waters. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.